It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Quakey Taboni with the Boys and Girls Club. School's back in session, back to those regular fall hours. Great things going on down there. You know, the building is now theirs. They've been doing some changes cosmetically, moving some things around. We're going to talk about that. And of course, one of the great things about the Boys and Girls Club is it gives kids a place to go when school's over. And the best part about it is no fun can happen until homework's done. That's the best part about the Boys and Girls Club. Well, they make it fun no matter what. Let's put it that way. Plus, they've got a great family event coming up in October. We're going to talk about all of that with Quakey Taboni right now. Quakey, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Let's jump in there and let's talk about, you know, the Boys and Girls Club. And you're in your new location. You've been there for probably, what, over a year? Maybe 2 years now?
2 years now.
2 years now. And you know what? They found the money and the building is now yours. So you guys have been going and doing a little rearranging and changing things a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had some big people down looking at our building and just looking at whatever we can do for that. And some big changes are coming, but we've already made a little bit. We've switched the teens up and put them into a different room, and we've got TV, Xbox, the Wii. We have so many things set up, computers back there for them, and they just, the look on their faces when they came in and saw that room all changed up in their own space, it was priceless.
And of course, you've put some new carpet down. You said you've got couches coming from Hard Hat. So hopefully today, you'll just kind of switch up the whole club there, and it's always great to go in there. If you've never been into there, go in and check out the Boys and Girls Club. See what they've got and see what they do, because they do amazing things down there. We're going to be talking about some of them right now because, you know, you guys have the homework helps, right, still?
Absolutely.
And that's the first thing that has to happen when they get there. The homework has to be done before they can go get on the Xbox or play on the TV with the TVs or the ping pong or the foosball tables, all that stuff.
Yep, they come in and have a little snack and get settled down from school, and then we grab their homework out and we help them the best we can in getting that all done. And it's really great because then if they do get picked up early or they leave early, they get that time for their family. They don't have to worry about having to do homework and schoolwork after they're home.
So the homework is done, and then they're allowed to go and do great things and have fun with that kind of stuff. But you guys also have little workshops and things there as well, don't you? And most of them are kind of centered around STEM education.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch. Right now, our juniors are doing healthy habits. They're focusing on no-bake cooking, so anything that they can make and throw together that doesn't have to have like the stove. They made Muddy Buddies yesterday. They loved it. Our teens are doing folklore right now with the spooky season rolling in, and they have just loved it. They are obsessed with all things scary.
Seems like this is the time of year and about the age right there that they start getting into things that scare them. And I don't know why, but it just, and some of us just never grow out of it.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a moment. If some of this sounds interesting, or if somebody wants to just come down and kind of see what goes on, they're more than welcome to come down to the club, do that, and maybe even if it's something that they think their child would be interested in, just sign up that day, correct?
Yeah, it's really easy to sign up. We just have a membership form that has all the good information, and once it's signed and their fee is paid, it's $20 for the entire school year, then they're good to go and they can come that day.
And so get in there. $20 for the whole school year is not a bad deal at all. And, you know, the great thing about being there for the school year, you get immersed in the Boys and Girls Club. But once the school year ends, I know it's crazy for you guys, but the summer is a great time at the Boys and Girls Club, isn't it?
We love our summer programs.
You guys have all kinds of fun. I know that I've heard everything from you go camping to hiking to you've even taken some kids and gone whitewater rafting. But the best thing about the summertime at the Boys and Girls Club is it's outside. That's mm-hmm. Every day you're doing something outside, and that's very, very important. All right, let's wrap up with, you said you have a family event coming up in October. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so it's sponsored by Lights On After School, which is really just a program that helps families know that they have somewhere to go after school. So our lights are always on after school. But it's our fall festival. We're going to do lots of like fun fall activities, bobbing for apples, maybe carve some pumpkins. We'll have snacks and food, and that will be October 10th, and it's a Monday, and it'll be from 5 to 6:30.
Okay. And so what are your hours down there at the Boys and Girls Club?
We're open after school. We do follow the Carbon School District schedule, but it's Mondays, it's 1 to 6:30, and then the rest of the week, it's 3 to 6:30.
3 to 6:30. If anybody has any questions, what's the number down there at the club? They can call and get some information from you.
It's 435-637-6066.
All right. Once again, Quakey Taboni with the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. If you've got any questions, head on in there, talk to them, give them a call, and get your kid enrolled at the Boys and Girls Club. It's always a lot of fun and great things that are going on down there. Quakey, once again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.